Now? Well, okay. Hello and welcome to our 2016 Oscar podcast for theyoungfolks.com. We're going to be covering a number of the Oscars' biggest topics. Right now, we're going to be talking about the best director. And the nominations this year were Tom McCarthy for Spotlight, George Miller for Mad Max Fury Road, Alejandro Iñárritu for The Revenant, Adam McKay, The Big Short, Lenny Abrahamson, Room. And before we get started, as a side note, we are not here to contest who is nominated.
No, sir.
Otherwise, this would go on forever.
Like 30 minutes.
I love to complain. So, I think to kick it all off, how about Grant, you talk about who your pick would be for this year.
Yeah, for sure. I think my topic would be Tom McCarthy for Spotlight. This is the problem with this year's list of directors is I don't know if he's gonna win.
Why do you think that?
The Big Short just won the best film a couple weeks ago. I can't remember the award show.
For Critics' Choice, I think.
Yeah, Critics' Choice, and then popularity is starting to swing towards Big Short. I thought Spotlight was gonna be the runaway choice for Best Picture, Best Director. I thought Keaton was going to get nominated some acting stuff, but this year seems kind of weird in how popularity is swapped.
Do you think the SAG Awards, because it won last night at the SAG,
for Best Ensemble,
so do you think that might help it with, you know, its other categories for the Oscars?
It could. You know, the Academy is a funny bag, especially with all the heat they're getting on the acting, everyone being white and not as much diversity. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how that affects their voting for this year at all.
At the same time, the winning of it last night, the SAG, like the actors are make up like what, like 20% of the entirety of the Academy.
They're a huge percent of the
voters in the Academy. Plus, Spotlight has gotten nothing but praise. It's such a strong movie. I think what you're saying about like maybe Keaton getting a runaway Ruffalo's nominated for Best Supporting Actor, and it was such a crowded nomination. Yeah. And if you look at like screener copies and like what they were putting in for billing of Spotlight, nobody was in there for a lead actor. It was all supporting performance. Every single performer, and they were all fantastic. It was a great
ensemble. It was balanced, and it was hard to really pick out who you'd want to acknowledge specifically. In terms of Todd McCarthy, though, I felt he did a great exposition of subtle filmmaking. I was very much reminded, I think we all were, of All the President's Men with Robert Redford and that movie back then. And it was just very well planned out, very well paced, and it showed the evolution of an actual journalistic story and really got you boiled up on some of the key hits of that story as it was back then.
Do you think it's going to be the Boyhood of this year, though, where it has a lot of critical love, it has a lot of industry love, and then the bigger movie or the more hyped out movie, like last year for Birdman against Boyhood, this year might be the Big Short against Spotlight?
It's possible. I don't think so, just because Boyhood was running on a very specific, I don't want to say gimmick, because I think they used the 12 years filming a little bit, gimmick, but I mean it worked and it was unique. And then because Boyhood last year came out in the summer, we kept talking about how awesome it was. Oh, they filmed it over 12 years, and we were talking about it for 6 to 8 months, and then that the repetitiveness, you know, probably is like, oh, okay, we're done talking about this now. Whereas these films, they don't really have a gimmick per se. I think as far as the record goes, I think it's a two-way race between Adam McKay and Tom McCarthy. Maybe Miller for Mad Max is an outsider.
Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah. So the Academy for the past couple of years hasn't aligned the director with Best Picture. And I think this year they might go back to that.
I think so.
Yeah. And so whoever wins Best Director, I think that's who's going to be the win Best Picture. But it's very random.
If I may, about the comparison between Birdman and Boyhood, where those were two very different movies and two directors with very different styles, obviously.
Well, I mean the way that, I don't mean how they were compared against each other in terms of movies. I mean that Boyhood had the push all the way up until like literally the month before.
Right.
And it was a smaller Darwin until Birdman dropped out and it was a new hot thing.
But my point being that The Big Short and Spotlight are both grand ensemble cast films, both about a very real crisis in the last decade or decade and a half. So it's going to be very kind of like probably similar in terms of these people sitting at home watching all of these screeners. It's like, I know I watched them back to back myself. You kind of see like kind of those parallels stylistically, but it is going to come down to the style. And Grant, what you said about his work on Spotlight, the pacing is one of the strongest things about what he did in that movie. And that is very, very important. But also, he got a lot out of actors. Like, I never personally care all too much about Mark Ruffalo as a performer and thought he turned out a fantastic performance.
You need to see You Can Count on Me. But
it'll be on the list. There's always one on the list.
But Evan, let's jump to your performance.
Okay, my performance is the most hypey
fanboy. I said performance, sorry.
My best performance of a director?
Yeah.
This is George Miller from Mad Max Fury Road. And here's the deal is I make the comparison with him and Iñárritu. So here's the deal. They both make a movie about survival in some kind of wasteland. It just so happens that one seems to be in a northern snowy wasteland and the other did it in what's supposed to be Australia, but is really Africa. Okay. And you have all these genuine stunts and all of this like nonverbal storytelling. And George Miller, despite the fact that he's making an action movie here, is a master of his craft. Notoriously, like they said on the junketing for Fury Road, he didn't really have a script. He had the movie planned out in his head, and he had storyboards from the 90s, and that's what they were going off of. And it was off of the goodwill of his crew and his cast, whether it wavered or not from some of them. He had a vision. And through that, he made probably the most technically sound movie of the year, despite the fact that it was this bombastic two-hour-plus car chase.
Yeah.
So
I'll be happy.
On that point, Evan, I think Miller did very well. That movie was chaotic.
And greatly chaotic.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was able to create meaning out of complete chaos and have us associate it with chaos. Some people are maybe not a person. That's a hard comparison to begin with. But it was he balanced that film out very well, I thought, and spacing out some of the action sequences and then making them mean something to the story rather than just have explosions like, you know, some other filmmakers we know.
Right. Well, exactly what we said. It's chaotic, and the way that he pointed the camera, the way that he was telling the story, the way he framed things between four corners, there's always something important that he is allowing you to be focused on that you don't even realize. And that, like I said, that's just the means of his craft, and that's he's a very talented filmmaker, and I would love to see him make either another Mad Max or something completely new that's not Happy Feet. I would love it. I think he's a great.
I still want him to do Man of Steel 2, but you know, I don't know.
It's not worth him.
Yeah, he's smart.
Allie, what's your pick?
My pick is complete opposite of yours.
Go for it.
Because not even to say that this is the best directing that I saw this year, but I think it's some that got the least amount of credit for how well it did. And that's Lenny Abrahamson from Room. And he's been one of my favorites recently for things such as this and Frank. He's a very interesting filmmaker, and he's specific, and he doesn't rely on the same tricks. And I think people didn't give him credit in Rome because after a certain point, I mean, this isn't a spoiler, it's in the trailer, when they get out of Rome, it kind of becomes a different film. But the thing that he did so intelligently was the fact that when we're in Rome for the first 45 minutes or so, it seems huge. It seems like it's you know, we see it from the kid's point of view. And I think the way he framed it, and then when he framed it once it got out in certain shots so that the way Jack was laying down, it looks like he's still in a room. He's still always surrounded by these four walls. And I just think, and I mean, the escape scene alone is shot with such precision and such like tense, mounting, like, panic that he's somehow not going to get away. And I just think he did all these really small tricks, these really small things to make it so that the emotional impact is heightened, that I kind of wish he was getting more attention. I mean, obviously he got attention just by being nominated, but I think people are thinking it's just because he, you know, he's riding the wave of the film. Whereas I think it's just because he's a very talented director. And I think he's somebody, out of everybody nominated, I'm the most excited to see what he does next. Mm-hmm. So no, I don't think he's going to win.
I haven't had a chance to see yet, but everything, like, I'm very curious about how he implements that story. I'm just kind of going off what I know of the trailers. It's my next to watch, but for him to make that story work on screen and not offend anybody, that's pretty amazing on its own. Like, it's kind of tying a tight rope on, you know, kidnapping that subject, and it could go very wrong. And from what I've heard, he's handled it very well.
Yeah, for sure.
For something that seems so dire, it's actually a strangely optimistic story.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see what you think when you see it. But I think that's about what we got.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah,
he's a talented. These are just our favorites, and those are the reasons why. We would love for you to share with us, you the audience. You already shared with us. you're the audience. If you'd like to share with us and join the conversation, we're going to be tweeting live on the night of the Oscars. You can follow us on the Twitter account at TYFOfficial and using the hashtag TYFOscars.